Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
World War III clouds are darkening. Biden green-lighted the Ukraine's use of American missiles to attack inside Russia. And by the way, do you believe Putin wants Trump to win the election? Really? And Iran, spying on Trump's campaign, sending the intel to the Biden-Harris campaign. The Biden administration refuses to turn this material over to Trump. Chinese Communist Party efforts to influence the 2024 U.S. election are disturbingly like diversion. All kinds of obviously fake cyber attack stuff going on, but what's really happening? Why has Beijing been so quiet lately? Iran, Russia, and China, each with tentacles reaching into the deep state apparatus of the United States, all working with Democrats to interfere with our election. Well, which side do you suppose they're for? Who wants Trump dead? Garland vetoed charging Ryan Routh, the golf course sniper, with attempted assassination. He wants to go after him for firearms possession charges? What? DeSantis says you know decided Florida would conduct its own investigation to bring attempted murder charges against this would-be assassin, and he's keeping Ryan Routh in Florida's custody. Now, Garland doesn't like that. He wants DeSantis to release Routh's, I'd say this guy's name, Routh, custody to the feds. If the feds get him, well, what are the chances he's going to be Epstein'd? You know, what do you bet Las Vegas bookies are already taking bets on that one? Hillary wants more done to demonize Trump. She's complaining that the press isn't doing enough. Great gains have been made against the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of politics. And we thank God for that. Oh, that while we're talking about Democrat and deep state liars, soft tissue has been found in dinosaur bones that were recorded as or dated as having been dead for 65 million years. Now, since everybody knows soft tissue decomposes completely within about a month or so, the discovery of soft tissue in T-Rex bones is pushing hard on a narrative that's actually nothing more than a house of cards held in place by lying scientists. We've had plenty of that lately, haven't we? Similarly to how the lie that the 2020 election was the most transparent and fair in history, how that narrative is kept alive. And as similarly beginning to collapse. The latest effort to save evolutionists' magic ingredient millions of years is to redefine everything we ever knew about decomposition. Now they tell us iron preserved the tissue before it could decay. It's all theoretical, but it turns out, according to their theory, that proteins form into a tissue protective like formaldehyde. Who knew? Anyway, that was a close one. Like when Hunter's laptop was outed and almost convinced Biden supporters that he really did receive millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, wait a minute. That has been proved. But it doesn't seem to matter. You see, truth has to do two things before it can make us free. First, it has to catch up with all the lies and the liars. And, well, then it has to be accepted and acted on. People who love darkness resent and resist the light so that even when their lie is proven false, well, they'd rather stick with the lie than deal with the alternative. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
So, World War III clouds are darkening. As I mentioned, Biden has green-lighted Ukraine's use of American missiles to attack inside Russia. And Putin has already made it clear he will consider this an attack on Russia by NATO. Now, Biden began picking this fight with Putin almost immediately after he was elected, sending Harris over there to give a speech about including Ukraine in NATO. something that would violate the treaty that was made with Russia when the Soviet Union disbanded. However, you contrast that with Biden's moves to allow Russia to build Nord Stream 2. More on that in a moment. Triggering World War III in collusion with Russia? Exactly what they said Trump would do. What is the prophetic significance of the Russia-Iran-China alliance? And what's with the eerie quiet in the East? What's China up to? As for the prophetic implications of all of this, I put the link in my notes to the Rumble broadcast of my Brain Massage Live where I address that thoroughly. You got to go to about 59 minutes in, and it's about 20 minutes of very interesting information. As for the eerie quiet of the Chinese Communist Party, no Taiwan flyovers lately? You know, back in 2023, China sent 103 military planes toward the island, which was at that time a new high in aggressive activity, and doing many other things to rattle our cage. But now, they're quiet. They're busily working behind the scenes, avoiding open public demonstrative actions, cutting deals with Russia, reinforcing ties with BRICS, and that's an economic alliance between Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and reaching out to connect with Iran, too, by the way. Too much China noise right now would not be good for Kamala, would it? Do you believe Putin wants Trump to win the election? You've got to be kidding me. People take statements from Trump like, I get along with Putin, we understand each other and all that. As if he's saying they're buddies or pals. You know, like when Harris tried to make it out that Trump is weak because he invited the Taliban leader, Abdul Ghani Baradar. In case you've been sniped by the fact checkers trying to discredit Trump and that corroborated story about his meeting with that Taliban leader, you can check my link here and see footnote number 8. You heard that one, didn't you? You know, where Trump informed the Taliban leader at Camp David he intended to withdraw from Afghanistan, but it would be a conditioned withdrawal. And then he warned the leader, if you touch a hair on an American's head, I'm going to kill you. He then drew from his coat pocket a satellite picture of the leader's home and handed it to him. Without saying another word, Trump watched the leader until he was satisfied the leader got the message, and then he stood up and walked out of the room. That was it. So Trump says he gets along with Rocket Man, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and Putin, and all these guys, and even he said similar things concerning Xi, and they think he's showing favoritism? Unreal. You want favoritism? Check out Biden's relationship with Iran, Biden's relationship with China, and I think secretly, Biden's relationship with Putin. Look, you understand, right? Biden's the guy that was with Obama back when Obama is sending messages to Putin like some kind of a sycophant, like a lackey dog to Medvedev. Tell Putin I'll be able to do more after the election. Now, these people, they don't hate Putin. It's a ruse, I think it. No way. As for what kind of guy Trump is, with regard to this kind of thing, he's being sued by RFK to stop him from building a golf course in some reservoir. And while RFK was suing Trump, Mrs. Kennedy, that is RFK's wife, wants to visit Florida. I think she wanted to go to Palm Beach. RFK said he didn't really want to spend the money, get the whole family out there and all that kind of stuff. His wife asked what if she could arrange free flight. And he said, sure. Well, she did. Guess what? You guessed it. Trump offered to give them use of one of his jets. Now, RFK, who told the story during a televised interview, used that story to answer a question about what he thought of Trump. This is the sort of man he is. He's not petty, unlike others, but he can be brutal on people who are liars, cheats, thieves, people who are unjust. Well, he might just turn around and call those sorts of folks scum. Look, this whole thing with Putin, it's a diversion tactic. The wife of the mayor of Moscow gave Hunter Biden $3 million, and we still have no idea what that was for. All I know for sure is that Democrat leadership had been infiltrated with Marxist-leaning influencers going way back into the early McCarthy period, back in the 50s. Someone who was proved correct about communist infiltration into Hollywood and liberal politics, by the way. The Communist Party publicly identified the Congressional Progressive Caucus as an ally. Putin declares his endorsement for Harris and does it in a perfect way to throw it into suspicion and make it, you don't know what he's saying here, to keep everybody guessing. The guy's a master at that. Look, We know for a fact that Putin dreams of resurrecting the Soviet Empire, and he controls the elections in Russia in much the same way the Democrats are trying to do so here. The Democrats have always hated Reagan, and they hated him when he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, bring down that wall." The Democrats talk about Trump admiring dictators when they are the party that welcomes members who praise Mao, who covered for Stalin, by the way, and actually espouse Marxist policies and mantras, like Harris, her tax on unrealized gains, her economic policies, full of Marxist ideology. It's a perfect example of this. And then her imagining what can be, unburdened by what has been. Did you know that's an old Marxist saying? Yeah. Besides the fact that the political tactics used by the Democrat Party are right out of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and strategies taught by Marx. Friend, I would not be surprised if, when it all shakes out, we discover backroom deals were made between the Democrat Party and Putin to put on this whole Russian collusion scam against Trump in the first place. I mean, the first thing Biden did was remove sanctions, paving the way for Russia to complete their Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And when that got too hot for the plot, I think they worked out a way for Biden to blow it up, and preserving their cover and allowing Russia to get Ukraine. Now, apparently, these people think America is ready to be harvested. So China, Russia, and Iran are combining their powers and getting ready to pounce. The only thing that is in their way is the people of America rising up in support of Trump. And the only way that works is if God Almighty has mercy and delivers us from these wicked and unreasonable people. Listen, friend, get ready for something here. The globalists have taken Canada, Britain, France, Germany. Oh, yeah. If we come under attack from Russia, Iran, China, Brazil, and India will very likely join in on their side. We might find some help from Hungary, Australia, although that's a bit iffy. Scandinavia, maybe. Israel, surely. And surprisingly, maybe Saudi. Have you stopped to think about this? The alignment of nations, friend, it's unraveling right now. It's getting all real loosey-goosey out there. And there's some rearranging going on. And it's all because of a stolen election. I'm not sure we can count on the old NATO alliance right now. I don't think Russia is our friend, my friend. I know Iran is not. Iran spied on Trump's campaign, sent the intel to Biden-Harris. Anyone surprised at that is not paying attention to things, friend. What does Iran have that the deep state wants? That's an interesting question. Is it one of those "the enemy of my enemy is my friend" kind of thing? And we know that China has got the Bidens chained to his yen, really to his pocket. Over 20 million funneled to the Biden family from CCP-associated sources, to Biden family and his associates. So we have Iran, Russia, and China, each with tentacles reaching into the deep state apparatus of the United States, all working in concert together with the Democrats in this country, and some rhinos, to defeat Trump. I mean, friend, just follow the money. Consider the interests. Let's see now. Iran is the... These three countries have huge interests in a Harris win and a lot to lose from a Trump victory. Now, these are the three countries you keep hearing named together repeatedly as trying to hack into our election. So who wants Trump dead? FBI and Secret Service leadership have pretty well buried the crook's attempt, destroyed evidence, and sent out so much chaff and false flares so as to evade the missiles of truth that had been fired at them, at least for now. But now, sources now confirm that Ryan Roth, you know, the guy who tried to snipe Trump while he was playing golf in Florida, the dude was connected to U.S. intelligence agencies. We now know that the Deep State Department of Homeland Security under Mayorkas informed Secret Service well before July 13 that there are right now five separate assassination teams that are active and targeting Trump. I want an investigation into how long Mayorkas sat on this intel and why the FBI and the Secret Service ignored it. In fact, with this knowledge in hand, Biden refused to expand Trump's protection after repeated requests. Documentation here. Secret Service admits some security modifications for Trump were not provided ahead of the first assassination attempt. Now, that was September. Now we know that back in July, Mayorkas informed the FBI and the Secret Service that there are five active assassination teams hunting for an opportunity to shoot and kill President Trump. And knowing this, they refused to provide security modifications requested by Trump's protection team, and they are still not providing adequate coverage after all of this. All that would have been needed to cover the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach, Florida, was a drone, my friend. It's not hard. A simple resource that should have been available. And you know what? Interestingly, think about this. That was actually, a drone was offered to the Secret Service at the Butler, Pennsylvania site, but they refused it. Now, not his immediate team, not what they call the shift, but Secret Service. Do you with me wonder what happened there? Who wants Trump dead? Well, hold on to the break. I'll answer that question. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Landon with the Landmark Group of Keller Williams Realty Central Coast.
Working with the right team really makes a large difference. And what that looks like is working with someone that has high integrity, good values, understands the market, years of experience. I've been in this industry since 2006, and I have loved every moment of it. And part of that journey has been honing in the process to make it as simple and easy for our clients as possible. So when someone works with us, they know they're going to have a great high level of integrity. They're also going to have an easy process, easy as possible, and that all around they're going to have a great experience. We have so many 5-star reviews that our clients have shared with the public on the internet that really we are proud of, and we want to keep that going for years and years to come.
At Landmark Real Estate Group, you are the hero of the story, and our job is to guide you home. Let us know how we can help.
Call Jeff Landon at 805-904-0012. That's 805-904-0012.
The battle for America is on. God's War 2020.com. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Man, they're hard at it. Let's talk about the hate speech debate. Okay, give a listen here. I think you'll find this really interesting.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They don't know we can.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
But many of you probably have seen this. It's out there. But take a look at my link here in my notes to 50 examples of the anti-Trump hate speech that Trump Vance team assembled in a link I provide here. Time will not allow me to examine all of them with you, but here's an overview. Kamala repeatedly declares Trump is a, quote, threat to our democracy and fundamental freedoms, end quote. And I can't think of one single freedom he's ever encroached upon, not one. Joe said, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. Mm-hmm. Joe said, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Trump is a threat to this nation. Mm-hmm. Well, we had 4 years of his administration, Mr. Biden. Did you forget that? He even attacked Trump supporters. Biden said, Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country, end quote. Tim Walz asked and answered, are Republicans a threat to democracy? Yes. Are they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. Well, point to an occasion when that's happened, Mr. Walls. But we can point to some instances in your case where you let those riots go on. And so a Nasty Nancy said, Trump is a threat to our democracy. Representative Jasmine MAGA in general, they are threats to us domestically. Representative Dan Goldman said Trump has to be eliminated. Yeah, Representative Steve Cohen, Trump is an enemy of the United States. And you probably remember the Maxine Waters tirade. Adam Schiff said Trump is the gravest threat to our democracy. But let's do take a moment now to look at this New York Post article that focuses on their comparisons of Trump to Hitler. Biden staffers call Trump Hitler pig. And I've got all this is documented here in my notes, by the way. Democrat U.S. Congress Vicente Gonzalez compares Trump supporters to Jews supporting Hitler. Hillary says Hitler was duly elected. All of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies, would be like, okay, we're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do, end quote. And she said, quote, take him at his word, end quote. Right here, documented in my notes. Check the link and look into this. You know, Trump is saying people who interfered in our elections will face prosecution for breaking the law. He's not talking about doing what Biden did, and that's abusing the law by weaponizing government against its political enemies. Now, this has been going on since Trump's first term. Representative James Clyburn, Democrat South Carolina, and Jerry Nadler, Democrat New York, uncorked on then-President Trump in 2019 in response to tough talk about immigration, both evoking Nazi Germany and their lashing out. For example, Clyburn said, quote, Adolf Hitler was elected Chancellor of Germany, and he went about the business of discrediting institutions to the point that the people bought into it. Nobody would have believed it now, but swastikas hung in churches throughout Germany, end quote. And he added, quote, this is the same type of propaganda that we heard in the 1920s and World War I against Jews, end quote. Now, I didn't know World War I was focused on Jews, but we'll have to look at that. AOC accused the Trump administration of running a concentration camp on U.S.-Mexico border. Republicans called for charges to be filed against Joe Biden for inciting an assassination. Georgia Representative Mike Collins posted that on X. It was viewed 7 million times. Okay, let's look at Trump's violent rhetoric, shall we? First, Trump claimed illegal and some legal immigrants from Mexico are bringing drugs and crime and committing atrocities like rape, and accused Biden of running a Gestapo administration. Yeah, hate speech like that. What? There are way more here than I can comment on, but I provided the link in my notes here, so you could check out every single one of them that's brought out by this article, and judge for yourself whether I've been fair in my representations here. November 22, 2015, this article accuses Trump for defending supporters who were caught on video shoving, punching, and kicking a protester at a Trump rally in Birmingham, Alabama. Here's the way she writes it. And responding to a heckler shouting Black Lives Matter, colon, Trump said, maybe he should have been roughed up because it was absolutely disgusting what he was doing. This was an obnoxious guy who was a troublemaker who was looking to make trouble, end quote. So Kathy Young, by the way, writing for The Bulwark on July 17, 2024, in an article that's titled Donald Trump's Violent Rhetoric, colon, a catalog. Now, this girl, she's either a bad writer or a clever liar. She writes it as if Trump made that comment in response to the heckler shouting Black Lives Matter. And that's not true. It was because of the obscene and unruly behavior that was disrupting the rally. We have free speech, you know, but we do not have freedom to disrupt free speech of others. That's canceling somebody else's free speech rights. December 22, 2015, Grand Rapids, Michigan, quote, Trump mentions the fact that Vladimir Putin has killed reporters and says he is totally against that himself and explained, I hate some of these people, but I'd never kill them. Begin to see what I mean? That's not hate speech at all. It's certainly nothing by comparison of what Kathy condones on the left. And then you got February 1, 2016, rally in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Trump says he was warned about tomato throwers in the audience. If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously, just knock the H out of him. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise, end quote. Now you judge. But when you judge a statement like that, compare it to Kathy Gifford holding a mock decapitated head of Trump or Hillary calling him Hitler. February 22, 2016, Trump reacts to what Kathy Young described as a nonviolent heckler in Las Vegas, Nevada. Quote, you know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. I'd like to punch him in the face, I tell you. End quote. Now, once again, the context is not provided. This heckler was being vile and disruptive, not merely voicing an opinion, contrary to what Trump had said, but actually disrupting the event, interfering with free speech, and that's against the law. But if Kathy is offended by that, what about Biden saying he wants to punch Trump in the face? His defenders said he was not talking about violence. It was just bad politics. Okay, Kathy. Now, I don't know if Kathy would go along with that, but what do you think, Kath? Was it just bad politics? Anyway, here's Nancy Pelosi saying she wants to punch him in the face. Look, these people brag about this. Several liberal articles reported on it and bragged about it. Later, Pelosi said she did not regret saying it. Now, Biden did take his statement back, by the way, or expressed regret for saying it. Now, here are 15 Hollywood elite liberals who each one of them has publicly imagined violence against Trump. Okay, March 4, 2016. A protester interrupted his rally in Warren, Michigan. Trump told supporters, quote, "All right, get him out. Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court," end quote. And once again, go back. All these things are recorded. You can go back and watch them. It's not even close to what these other people do. Look, March 9, 2016, another heckler interrupting the event, which, by the way, I remind you, is against the law. You're not allowed to interfere with an event in progress, and certainly not in a manner that disrupts the activity or interferes with the exercise of free speech. Now, Trump said, "All right, get him out. Thank you. We're going to have such fun tonight." Whatever. March 11, 2016, at a rally in St. Louis, Missouri, Trump complained that using violence against protesters is frowned upon. Okay, Trump said, quote, "They're allowed to get up and interrupt us horribly, and we have to be very, very gentle. They can swing, they can hit people." See, they were doing that kind of stuff. Understand? "But if we hit back, it's a terrible, terrible thing," end quote. Okay. That speaks for itself. August 9, 2016, at a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump told his supporters that Hillary would abolish gun owners' rights. He said, "If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know," end quote. All right, friend, that is mild compared to what Thomas Jefferson might have said. Now, I mean, even compared to what he did say with regard to gun ownership and what they're used for. July 28, 2017, in Brentwood, New York, during a speech given at Suffolk Community College to law enforcement officers, Trump encouraged police to, well, not be so nice with thugs and criminals. He said, quote, "When you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in. Rough. I said, please don't be too nice. When you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way they put their hand over their head, like, don't hit their head, and they've just killed somebody. Don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?" Well, this is what she lists as violent rhetoric, as hate speech. And you see what I mean? It's all the same thing. They've got nothing, folks. What she did not find is that Trump never called for the assassination or the elimination or for a bullseye to be put on somebody, stuff like that. Join me Saturday night for Brain Massage Live at about 7 p.m. I'm on Facebook, Rumble, Twitter, the rest of them. I have lit the lamps to the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see the lights are on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net and find the Contact Us button and send me an email. Or give me a call. Dial 1-805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit this Sunday and I'll see you in church.